I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is still the world's busiest. This according to a report released yesterday by the Airports Council International Trade Group. This marks the 20th consecutive year that ATL has served more passengers than any other airport in the world. According to USA Today, the second busiest airport is Beijing Capital, followed by the airports in Dubai, Tokyo, and Los Angeles. In 2017, Hartsfield-Jackson counted more than 103.9 million passengers, marking the first time any airport anywhere has served more than 100 million passengers for three consecutive years. The National Endowment for the Humanities is funding nearly 200 grants across 13 states, including 8 grants in Georgia. The University of Georgia will receive $185,000 to complete a database and online maps showing settlement and movement of Native, European, and African populations in North America. The Atlanta Beltline will also receive more than $50,000 to create a public exhibition about the city's history as a railroad town. Combined, Georgia will receive over $270,000 from the NEH. The Atlanta Mayor's Office is announcing a new program to help prisoners adjust to life after jail. The reentry program will give nonviolent offenders access to job training. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Our message to all is that it is never too late to rededicate yourself. And I can tell you, I stand here as mayor of this city because of second chances.
Program graduates will earn employment with the city, including health benefits and a retirement plan. A national report card on education shows fourth graders made no improvements in math or reading, while eighth graders' scores were flat in math and only slightly improved in reading. That's according to results released this morning from the National Center for Educational Statistics. The results also show that African American students were outperformed once again by their white peers at both grade levels. Georgia saw improvements in eighth grade reading. The National Park Service will hold public meetings next month on the status of Savannah's Landmark Historic District. A report released last month recommended the district be listed as Priority 1 threatened because of development and changes to the original street plan. Preservation advocates describe the report as a wake-up call. They hope it will inspire local leaders to be more cautious about allowing changes in their historic district. For now, the landmark district is still considered satisfactory, but the Park Service is considering the report and also looking for public input. They're taking comments online through June 30th. And prosecutors say the former bookkeeper at a Peachtree City church made numerous personal purchases using the church's checking account. The U.S. Attorney's Office says C. Alana Vines embezzled about $420,000. She was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison and ordered to pay restitution. Vines was convicted of wire fraud in December after pleading guilty. The church learned of the misspending when it hired an auditor to examine their books in 2017. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.